John with a 2-2 count here. High drive to center, but he got under it. Lawrence Butler moves towards the track in left center to put it away for the final out of the inning. A walk, one man left on base. Astros lose the first game of this four-game series by the final score of 5-2. Mason Miller comes on for a four-out save to lock it down for Luis Severino, who gets the win tonight.
Todd Callis, Jeff Blum on the call. Space City Home Network. Astros lose 5-2, as the man said. Mason Miller, did you see how fast one of his fastballs was in the ninth inning?
Buck three.
Chandler Rome says 104.1 against Cam Smith. Fastest pitch ever thrown in Houston, i.e. Minute Maid / Daikin Park, since StatCast began tracking this sort of thing
at
in
Astros
2008.
Field.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ballpark at Union Station.
It's also it matches the hardest pitch of Miller's career. 104.1 from A's closer Mason Miller. That is just disgustingly stupid.
That is some heat.
Yeah. Now, Luis Severino was not throwing 104 miles per hour, but he might as well have been, because he really put the Astros in check tonight. Seven innings, four hits, gave up two earned runs. No walks, eight strikeouts, 91 pitches for Severino, who has had three outings against the Astros this season, and all three times really pitched well enough to win. He did get the decision tonight, just his fourth dub of the year. He's 4-11. Jason Alexander is 1-1 on the season, made his third appearance, second start for the Astros. He's got one save this season for the Astros, and some way, somehow, made it to the sixth inning without crying. Six innings, 11 hits, five earned runs, two walks, three Ks, gave up a dinger, 96 pitches, was one of those nights.
His job was to save the bullpen, and he did his job.
Yeah.
He went six innings, he took it on the chin, he went out there, and he gave them the length they needed. And then Ectenaris came in and gave them two more innings. Mm-hmm. Steven Ocker pitched a ninth. So they were able to save the pen on a night where they didn't pitch particularly well, and they didn't hit at all.
Yeah. You know, one of the maybe stories of the game, I would say, for me, on a night where things were kind of poopy, is Hector Neris going two innings. One, to save the bullpen, giving the Astros two innings, that's pretty huge. Two clean innings, that's really big for him personally, too, because now, for Hector Neris, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of his six appearances with the Astros have been scoreless outings. He's given up just three hits, three runs, two of them earned. He's pitched pretty dang well for the Astros. And for a team that may very well be in the market for another arm in the bullpen, you know, Hector Neris being a guy that could help you down the stretch, you know, in some tighter ball games, more meaningful ball games, maybe in the postseason, who knows, because he's been there, done that before. I mean, that's pretty good insurance to have on your side if you're the Houston Astros. Maybe at least takes a little bit of pressure off of Dana Brown and the Astros here in the next week in terms of what they're looking at actually having to acquire. If they were to power rank themselves, left-handed bat, bullpen arm, starting pitcher, maybe in that order, 1, 2, 3. Maybe you can give up a little bit more than what you thought you could to go get that left-handed bat.
They've got Neris in the right role, right? He's pitching low leverage. Unfortunately, he's just not the same guy he was 2 years ago when he had an ERA under two. And that's understandable because, what is he now, 35?
I believe so,
Neris,
yeah.
Is getting up there.
36, dude.
So he's...
just turned 36.
He's not the guy that he once was, potential... you know, alternate closer, eighth inning guy. He's not that guy anymore. But he loves pitching in Houston. For some reason, he loves Houston. He enables him to raise his game a bit because of how much he loves pitching for this team. And they got him in low-lev situations so that, you know, you're not putting him out there eighth inning, bases loaded, one out, and looking for him to get out of a jam. You're, okay, look, we're down a few runs. Hold the line. And that's what he's doing. He's going out there. He's pitching without any kind of pressure, without any kind of expectations. Go out there and get me some outs. And he is. You need guys like that on the team. You know, we have no idea when Sean Dubin's coming back. But the idea is if Javier can come back and Arrigetti can come back, just those two guys, well, that's going to push a couple of the rookie slash waiver wire guys that are currently starting into the pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Ryan Gustos, your Colton Gordons. That's going to kind of push them into the pen. And it probably is Brandon Walters, your fifth starter. Maybe Garcia comes back. Maybe he doesn't. And I say that not for any other reason other than he's had like six setbacks. He was supposed to come back at this time last year. And that's how many setbacks he's had. I'm hoping he doesn't have any more setbacks.
It's been so far so good.
But I'm just not going to expect it. Because when we expect it, we know what happens. Death.
Well, so be careful what you're talking about in regards to Christian Javier. I know, like, Luis is an exception. Like, when you're talking about the setbacks, he's had a bunch of them. Javier, he's a guy that we really haven't talked about it because McCullers and Javier have kind of dominated the conversation in terms of, like, the road that they've gone through to get to just where they are right now today. Javier, he's been kind of like no news is good news, it feels like.
He has not had setbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and look, I have no idea what's going to happen with Lance McCullers Jr. He's got to figure out what kind of pitcher he is at this point because his velocity on his fastball is down 2-3 miles an hour. And it might be time to have the conversation with him. Do you want to see if your arm can handle being a pen guy just for the rest of the year? And you can just kind of let it fly and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, then we'll just shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're at the time to have that conversation for this year.
Feels like he's been pretty adamant about not doing that, though.
Well, yeah, because that's where your money is.
Yeah.
Middle relievers don't make squat.
Well, he ain't got to worry about it. He's making his money.
And next year's the last year of his contract.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You said for this year, just the rest of this year, and then get him on a throwing program in the offseason to see if you can rebuild his arm strength and get his arm speed up so that he can get his velocity back on a permanent basis.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you've got to figure out who your top five starters are, and right now he's not one of them.
No.
So do you want to be in the bullpen or do you want to sit on the IL? It's a conversation to have with him.
Yeah. Well, do you want to help this team win or do you want to plan for next year? And I think his answer would be, I want to help this team win.
I think it would be. But it's also got to be, you've got to throw some innings in the minors and see how does your arm react to being asked to get up, get down, get up, get down. This isn't your usual, hey, you got 4 or 5 days, you go through your routine, you go through your progression. No, you are up, down as needed. Can your arm handle that?
I will buy that, and it's not a bad idea. I think you floated it out, if not yesterday, then at some point this week where, look, right now he's on the 15-day IL. Maybe they extend that because 15-day IL is retro to July 20th of this month,
right.
I believe.
You could sit on the 15-day IL all year.
Yeah, well, sit on it because
it only changes when you go on a rehab.
Sit on it then, because the Astros might have that flexibility. If they get Arrigetti and they get Christian Javier back here in the next 3 weeks, then that does give you those options. There are your two starters right there, along with a Brandon Walter right now, who is giving you no reason to doubt that he can't finish, you know, this season as being your third best pitcher, because he's been your third best pitcher. You know, through 7 starts now, I think it is, 8 starts, whatever it is for him.
And they don't necessarily need 6 starters when we get past the midpoint of August. They don't need 6 starters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have a bunch of off days in September. But it is a conversation that you might need to have with him, because if he can't get through the lineup twice, he's got to be a reliever.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is, you know, his fastball is 92 and his changeup's 86. It's not a changeup. It's just a slow fastball.
Yeah, yeah.